You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, great to have your company, everyone. Welcome to Sports Day WA. Great show, Hayes and Marta. Really was. And, of course, the cameo appearances of Jimmy Williams during the course of those 2 hours. The boys will be back tomorrow between 3 and 5. Just, I thought I'd get in early. Thursdays, because we've got AFL football, Sports Day WA on Thursday. Currently, with Thursday night AFL, is on between 2 and 3, okay? And tomorrow on Sports Day WA, I'll be speaking to a former president of the Perth Football Club, and we will relive what was a very turbulent time for the Demons. I won't say any more, but it's well worth a listen tomorrow, who's going to be my special guest here on Sports Day WA. It was in the 1990s. The club was going nowhere, and the commission was keen to bring the Peel Thunder Football Club into the competition. There was a lot happening, and we deep dive into that era of WA football, and in particular, the Perth Football Club and where they were at when we speak to a former president of the club tomorrow here on Sports Day WA as we head into the start of the WAFL season for 2024, because Thursday night it gets underway between West Perth and Claremont. That's at Pentanet Stadium up there at Joondalup. It was good to have a chat to Ashley Prescott yesterday, the key coach of the Claremont Football Club. But first, for Apple iSports, for the fans, the hot topic, of course, is Essendon forward Peter Wright. He'll spend the next four matches on the sidelines after he was handed a lengthy ban by the AFL Tribunal a short time ago. There was intense interest in Wright's date at the Tribunal after the Essendon forward knocked Sydney's Harry Cunningham unconscious at the SCG last weekend. The case, as we know, referred straight to the Tribunal, and his conduct was determined as careless with severe impact and high contact, with the AFL seeking a minimum of 4 weeks and Essendon hopeful of negotiating a shorter ruling. But that wasn't the case. So there you go. That's the latest on Essendon forward Peter Wright. He'll be out for the next month. Interesting what Wayne Carey, one of the greats of AFL football, former North Melbourne captain, and has always been in the headlines somewhat, even during his playing days, as we know, at North Melbourne. But now he does podcasts, was involved with the media. This is what he had to say on a podcast yesterday regarding Peter Wright.
I just want to say this. So this has been sent straight to the Tribunal, has it?
Yep.
Weak as piss, straight away, to the AFL.
By whom? What, Laura Kane and...
Well, whoever determined that goes straight to the Tribunal is absolute... That is just crap.
Yep.
And wrong. And I'm prepared to say, if Peter Wright gets suspended for whatever weeks he gets, I will not watch a game of AFL footy.
Do you think they're diluting the game and the contest?
Absolutely. And a waste of his time, a waste of money. It's just absolute. Oh, just could not be more disappointed that's been. And the fact that they're not strong enough to make a call on it before it is. So they have to send it to the Tribunal.
0487 736 736. I know there's been a bit of dialogue on the run home. We can expand on that during the program here on Sports Day WA. The Scarborough Tudor open lines there for you, 13 12 55. The text line 0487 736 736. For Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. The other big story that's broken is that Cricket Australia has released the international cricket schedule for next summer, with history set to be made under the lights at the MCG. Now, for the first time in 76 years, a women's test match will be played at the iconic venue when Australia faces England in January. It will also be the first day-night test match at the MCG. The MCG test is just one of a number of women's matches scheduled at big grounds, with the multi-format series to include T20 matches at the SCG and the Adelaide Oval. And as was mooted some time ago, the international season gets underway in September. This is for the women, when they host New Zealand for three T20s before they then play three ODIs against India. But the men's team begin their summer of cricket in November with an ODI and T20 series against Pakistan. Then Perth will host the first of five test matches against India. That is on November the 22nd. Normally we have our test matches during December, but this one will be November 22. This will be followed by the return of day-night test cricket at the Adelaide Oval before the series continues in Brisbane, Melbourne with the Boxing Day test and the New Year's test in Sydney. And it's the first time in over 30 years that the two powerhouse nations will contest a five-match test series, which is really great to see. But the test match, Australia versus India, and there'll be big crowds here at Optus Stadium, don't worry about that, November the 22nd. So jot that down in your diary. Big news today with the international cricket series and program being released by Cricket Australia. And that brought to you by Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria. I've got a bit of a treat later on. I'm going to feature a bit of archival footage, if we can term it that way, audio on radio. And when I was putting it together, I thought to myself, what I've put together is streets and leagues away from what's being delivered at the moment. I'm not going to say any more, but I'll give it a good introduction when I feature it later on. If you listen to this piece of audio, you'll realise to yourself that when this person was involved, compared to what's being delivered at the moment, honestly, you could drive a semi-trailer through it. There's no question this person was absolutely so far ahead of what the product is delivering in this sphere at the moment. But we'll feature that a bit later on. Coming up on the program, West Coast Eagles fans, will speak to one of the young players coming up. 22-year-old Luke Edwards is going to join us in a little while. And later on, we'll speak to the executive manager of game development and community football at the WA Football Commission. Because as we know, the peak body for football in WA has sent a warning to local clubs who are using high-level fitness and strength and conditioning to select out players. Now, the commission said some coaches are trying to weed out those who aren't taking their footy seriously and who can't achieve what is being asked. Essentially, they're bullying that player out of the team. Now, we're talking about junior football here. So I will speak to Troy Kirkham, the executive manager of game development and also community football at the WA Football Commission, a bit later on in the program. Come and join us on the text line. Love to hear from you. 0487 736 736. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with Luke Edwards from the West Coast Eagles.